as 2024 went on, I mean, I think we've been seeing this very surprising trend of pop divas popping up on the big screen. We've had Lady Gaga in the cinemas at the moment. Selena Gomez was lighting up Cannes, and we are just a matter of days away from Ariana Grande's role in Wicked, which I am stupidly excited about. And it seems that this kind of pop star to the silver screen pipeline is very, very much alive and well. So Connor is going to join me to look back at some of the biggest pop diva turns on screen and fill me in on it, because I'm all about this.
Yeah, it's been an interesting few months. Obviously, you mentioned there a few big name pop stars have had their either first kind of big screen moment in a while or their first one ever. One that is interesting at the moment is Lady Gaga, of course, has had quite a turn in film over the last... Could we turn the bed down a small bit? Sorry.
Oh, shit, yeah.
That's like my brain is fried from the weekend.
No problem. Connor, were you having a good one this weekend?
It was a busy one, I'll say okay. That. So Lady Gaga first broke out back in 2008 in pop music, but it was 2015 she took a turn into acting big time. So she was on American Horror Story playing the Countess in season 5 of that show. She won a Golden Globe for that role. But it's 2018's A Star Is Born, which was remade for the fourth time with herself and Bradley Cooper. That's a film that Barbara Streisand had a big hit with in the 70s. Judy Garland did a version of it. So it has kind of like innings as a thing that people love. But it had a modest budget of like $36 million, made $430 million worldwide. It was one of the biggest films of that year. It helped win Lady Gaga an Oscar for the song Shallow. She followed up in terms of acting work with House of Gucci, which was not a brilliant film, but was a fun film, and she was very fun in. But she got to work with Ridley Scott and star alongside Adam Driver and Al Pacino. So that's only her second film, and she had, you know, a really strong ensemble to work alongside. That takes us to her current role, which has been a little bit of a controversial one. It's Joker Folie à Deux, which is, of course, the sequel to the 2019 movie, which was one of the biggest films of the year, maybe of the decade. It made over $1 billion worldwide. So there's a lot of hype around this sequel. Gaga plays Harleen Quinzel or Harley Quinn, a new take on a character that's very familiar to fans of the Joker and of DC Comics and all that kind of stuff. The first film had a budget of like $37 million and made... or $60 million and made $1 billion worldwide. This one had a budget of $200 million and its opening weekend in the US made $37 million. Just this weekend, it passed over $200 million at the worldwide box office. So they're saying it could potentially lose $150 to $200 million at the box office. The funny thing about Joker Folie à Deux is it is musical, it's a courtroom drama, it's a commentary on the Joker fandom. It's a bit of an uneven film, to put it politely, but ironically, I think it might be the best Lady Gaga has been on screen. We have a short clip of her here. I honestly think her performance in this is some of her strongest acting yet, or strangely enough.
They're sending me home.
Why?
They're saying you're a bad influence on me. This is gonna be good for us. Now I can be at your trial every day. I can see you every day until you get out.
I don't know why I'm so shocked at you commenting that you think this is her best performance.
Yeah.
It's probably because I haven't actually seen the movie.
Yes, a lot of people haven't
seen it. I've read so many bad reviews,
yeah,
including the Rotten Tomatoes terrible score that it got.
Yeah.
And it kind of put me off.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a flawed film for sure. I think it's worth a go if you're a Gaga fan to see her do her thing, because she is great, but I wouldn't be like, it's the best thing I've seen all year, because it wasn't. The weird thing is, I think Lady Gaga will be okay out of this. She made $12 million for her role in the film. She released a soundtrack album kind of her own.
Which is phenomenal.
Which is great. She's a new single out of her own and a new album out in February and a tour rumoured for next year. I think she will pop up in a movie again. When it'll happen, I don't know, because she seems to be back into music.
But I think she's an incredibly talented actress.
Yeah, and to think about it, to be fair, that's only in the last 5 years that we've really been able to see that on the big screen, and she's never been bad in anything, so I'm like, it's not your fault if the film isn't always up to your standards. Anyway, we've also got Selena Gomez and Ariana Grande, who are two people who are very famous and have done acting in the past, but I think this year people are seeing, and you saw them as well. I mean, Selena got her start on Disney shows like, well, she was on Barney actually as a very small kid, which is mad.
With Demi Lovato.
Yes, which, like, what a training ground for talent. And then mainly the Wizards of Waverly Place, a Disney show that was very big at the time. So that made Selena into your typical kind of Disney show starlet, who then went and had a pop career, which actually, to her credit, has done very well. In the last few years, people have loved her on Only Murders in the Building. I mean, she's starring alongside some huge names like Martin Short and Meryl Streep on that show, and she's holding her own.
It's a fantastic series.
And she's brilliant. She gets to work with everybody on that show. She's now in a film called Emilia Perez. It is a musical about the ex-wife, where she plays the ex-wife of a drug cartel leader who has transitioned. Alongside her co-stars Zoe Saldana and Carla Sofia Gascon, she won Best Actress at the Cannes Film Festival this year. It's an award season contender. It's actually out on a limited cinema release at the moment. It's on Netflix, I think, in about 2 weeks. And then Ariana, who you mentioned at the start of this, a teen sitcom kind of star. She was on a Nickelodeon show called Victorious and the spin-off Sam and Cat. Was also on Broadway as a kid, actually, and helped her turn her into a massive pop star off the back of her fame on that show. But this winter, she's been her first ever big screen role, really, apart from a few small cameos and films. In Wicked, the first of two movies adopting the iconic Broadway hit, she's playing Galinda. Cynthia Erivo is playing Elphaba. This is a role she has famously said she's wanted for years.
The clips of her
basically saying, "I've wanted this for years." But there's a really strong advance buzz about this film. I think it is going to be one of the year's biggest. And even from the short clip we have here, it sounds like Ariana has completely transformed into Galinda for this.
It is my heart's desire to become a sorceress. Seriously? I need to lie down. Are you looking for something? Or someone?
It's good to see me, isn't it?
I think she is going to be phenomenal in this.
Yeah,
and
same.
I saw just this morning, actually, Christian Chenoweth, mm-hmm. who had the role in the original Broadway yes. cast, was up on Instagram, and she's in the back of a car coming out of seeing the movie for the first time.
Wow.
And she is just floored and saying, "I have no words."
Wow.
It is phenomenal. And to have her backing of it is huge, because she didn't have to say anything if it was crap.
Yeah, and in her head she'd be like, "Why couldn't you have asked me? I did it before." I know. I think that, look, whether the film be good or not, we don't know. People haven't really seen it outside of very small screenings. But like, I think the buzz from the clips you've seen is that Ariana is definitely going to nail it. I mean, if she does well in this, there could be an Oscar nomination on the cards. But, you know, that's some of the people at the moment in the pop music world who are making a dip onto the big screen. But like, lots of other people have done it, you know. Cher is someone who's a good example of a very successful go of movie stardom. I mean, obviously back in the 60s she was a part of Sonny and Cher, which was a music duo, and they had a big run on the TV variety show circuit at the time, and then Cher did her own thing in that realm. It actually took her a while to really make cinema work for her, because she did some early film roles and was not well regarded at all. In the 80s she focused more on movies, and then she got kind of onto a good run. She was in Silkwood, which is a very critically acclaimed drama with Meryl Streep. She was in Mask, and then Moonstruck really helped her solidify herself as an actress. She won Best Actress for a turn in that, and she hasn't been in as many films in recent years, but like, when she's in Burlesque or Mamma Mia 2, she just completely steals the show. But if you've never seen Moonstruck, we have a short clip of this, because I actually think Moonstruck is such a brilliant film.
I'm gonna marry him, do you hear me? Last night never happened, and I'm gonna marry him, and you and I are gonna take this to our coffins.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Love it.
By the way, starring a young Nicolas Cage, it's so surreal to watch now, because he looks like a baby compared to Nicolas Cage we know now. But Moonstruck, I love. I actually watched it at Christmas a few years ago, and I think it's a very like autumn winter film. It's a comfort film. She plays an Italian-American woman, and she sounds totally different. Like, you wouldn't even really know.
What about Mermaids?
I love Mermaids, but I'm just saying, if you want the Oscar winning Cher role.
What about Mamma Mia?
But there you go. That's the amazing thing. Like, you know, that was a big one. And then she, in the 90s, did some big films as well. So I think Cher now has the credibility in both realms, which is hard to have.
Mm-hmm.
Someone I'm going to mention here, and people might raise their eyebrows, but when you actually crunch the numbers, is maybe the one of the most successful pop star actors ever, is Jennifer Lopez.
What?
When you think about this, she's never out of the headlines because of her love life, particularly in the last year, the stuff with Ben Affleck, but she has been doing both basically nonstop since 1999. In the 90s, she played a bunch of big roles. I think her breakthrough was in the mid-90s. This is a film that's much bigger in America than here, Selena, where she played the late music superstar
yes.
Selena, who was a massive deal in the Latin music world at the time. She was actually murdered by a former woman from her who was formerly on her team. But that was one of J-Lo's first big roles. If you watch Selena now, it is actually mind-boggling. Jennifer Lopez completely transforms into this woman. It's surreal. You're like, oh, this is crazy. So that gave her a great start. She was in Out of Sight with George Clooney. 1999, releases her first album, first singles, and then becomes a proper superstar. By 2001, she's The Wedding Planner at number one in the
US. Oh, what a movie.
At the box office.
It's
beginning
so
her rom-com,
crap, it's wonderful.
Giving her rom-com era a great start. At the same time, she did number one album. She was the first person to ever have the number one album and the number one film in the US at the
wow.
same time. She's kind of known for rom-coms, as you mentioned, Made in Manhattan, Monster Law, Marry Me. There's been some flops like Gigli with Ben Affleck, But then the last 5 years have been interesting. You've got kind of the Netflix film she's in, which don't get great reviews but do very well on Netflix. And then you've got a role like some like Hustlers, for example, where she had Oscar buzz as well. She's now starring in a drama called Unstoppable. It's a sports drama about a real life sports drama based on a true story. She has a small role in that. It played at the Toronto Film Festival a few months ago, and there's talk that it could actually garner her possible Oscar nom.
Really?
But one I wanted to focus on, just to give you a clip of, is Hustlers, where she plays Ramona, who was part of a bunch of basically strippers who decided to scam their clients to make money and then during the financial crisis. We have a short clip of it here.
We gotta start thinking like these Wall Street guys. You see what they did to this country? They stole from everybody. Hardworking people lost everything. And not one of these douchebags went to jail. Not one. Is that fair? You ever think about when they come into the club? That's stolen money.
There's something about her, love her or hate her, when she is on the screen, she has that X factor. It's just that star quality that you cannot deny.
That's the thing. I've kind of like, I'm not to ever really defend any celebrity because they don't even know I'm alive, but I actually think people do not give her the credit. When she's good in a film, she's really good. And Hustlers, like, I'm sorry, she did deserve an Oscar nomination. I'm just going to say she was brilliant. Anyway, just when you actually crunch down the, like, the people who've done music and movies almost always at the same time, she's kind of one of the most prolific. It's wild. But then this pains me to say, as one of the biggest Madonna fans you probably have ever met in your life.
Oh, God.
Madonna in the movie world, not quite as successful as the music world, where she is one of, if not the biggest selling female artist.
I don't think I like anything she's done, Connor.
Well, hang on. We've got to give her one credit here.
What
1985, Desperately Seeking Susan. That came out just as her star was really on the rise and a bunch of her songs were in the film. And it's one of the few times where the energy she has, a pop star, translated onto the big screen. That did really well, but it led to a string of flops in the 80s. Shanghai Surprise with her husband Sean Penn is notably one of the worst films ever. Who's That Girl was a star vehicle for her at the same time, which didn't do well. The 90s, a little bit better. She was in Dick Tracy with Warren Beatty, who she actually had a fling with at the time. She's in A League of Their Own, the baseball drama with Gina Davis and Rosie O'Donnell, and she's legitimately great in that. But then she's in an erotic thriller from the 90s called Body of Evidence. It's the biggest Basic Instinct ripoff ever. It's woeful. It's actually so bad it's camp. I've maybe watched it for like comedy value. There was Evita around 1996, which, to be fair, she was great in, but that's kind of the last really big successful film she's had in. Guy Ritchie directed her in a movie called Swept Away when they were still together. That flopped. So she has kind of moved away from film in recent years. She's directed a couple of movies, and her next big film thing is to direct a film about her own life. So I think Madonna has realized,
God, so control, self-indulgent.
I think control and having her hand in the narrative is more interesting to her. We do have a clip of her in A League of Her Own, though. I need to give her a slight moment of credit as a fan.
And what am I supposed to do, huh? Go back to taxi dancing? 10 cents so some slop can sweat gin all over me? I'm never doing that again. So you go back there and you tell old rich Mr. Chocolate Man that he ain't closing me down.
No, Connor, I can't.
She's good in it. League of Her Own is a great movie, whether you think she's good or not. League of Her Own isn't, fairness, a great film.
We cannot have this topic without talking about Beyonce.
Okay, well, Beyonce has not done as much film as you would expect. I mean, she was in one of her first big roles was Austin Powers 3. She was in a really campy film called Obsessed with Idris Elba.
What was her name? Oh, Foxy. Cleopatra. Was so bad, actually.
She's
really
only
bad.
Been in like a handful of films, really. I think Beyonce's focused more on music. Ironically, last year she put her Renaissance concert film into cinemas, and I was like, maybe this is how we see you on the big screen, just your amazing shows filmed for this particular
which
venue.
It's not a bad idea.
No, not at all. I mean, compared to say Whitney Houston, who actually didn't do many films, when she did they were actually very successful. Beyonce's never really committed. I think it's very hard for pop divas to do both, really, because they both require a lot of time. If you want to have a film career, it's a full-time job. If you want to be a pop star, it's a full-time job. That's why the people like J-Lo are kind of the exception to the rule. Most of them focus on one or the other.
And Beyonce, what about Obsessed?
Oh my God, Obsessed, I think, is actually so entertaining. It's about a couple who are together a long time, and a woman comes in and tries to take apart their marriage, and Beyonce slowly starts to unravel. We have a short clip. This is her with Idris Elba, actually, of all people, having a bit of an argument early in the film.
We made a vow on our wedding day that we would tell each other everything, no matter how ugly or uncomfortable it might be. I specifically asked you, did anything happen at that party? And what did you tell me? You said no.
I know.
I don't know what to believe right now.
Okay. I
think I need to be alone.
No.
I think
Sharon,
I need to be
Sharon,
alone.
Stop. Okay? Come on. Sharon, please. Sharon, come on.
Get out of my house!
This is crazy, Sharon!
I actually think she's brilliant in that clip. Connor, thank you so much. I cannot wait to see Wicked with Ariana Grande. Genuinely can't wait to
see
it.
I'll see you there singing along.
Oh, I will see you in the line. 2FM.